From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
It is 9:04. It's time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 77 degrees, 80 degrees, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. It is Friday, TGIF, August 26, 2016. Partly sunny today, isolated showers this morning. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest this afternoon. Chance of rain is 20%. It'll be mostly clear tonight. Lows in the lower 60s, so the humidity goes away. Sunny highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east in the afternoon. On Sunday, sunny highs in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny on Monday the 29th, upper 80s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And partly sunny on Wednesday, the last day of August, upper 80s. So not much difference in the weather for the next couple of days. Temperatures in our area, 81 over in Raritan, 76 at the county complex, 75 in Frenchtown, 78 up in Hampton, 75 in Highbridge, 82 in Lambertville, and 78 in Ringos. That is Good Morning Hunting, and that's Hunting Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Your host, Chef Bill Kinslow, with Jake's here in Flemington, serving the community for over 25 years. Still going strong. Well, summer's winding down. The last week, of course, for some people in the universities, students are probably already back. And our local community college starts Wednesday, and actually the high school around here anyway starts in today. Some districts might already be started. Seems it's getting earlier and earlier. But anyway, winding down, at least in the Northeast, the heat wave seems to be over, and beautiful time to enjoy a meal outside. In fact, August 31st is Eat Outside Day. So, in the midst of summer, sometimes it's not always that comfortable if it's very humid, but in the spring and that, and actually the fall now, I love the fall as it starts getting cooler at night, sweetens the apples, gives things a chance to get dry, hopefully stay a little dry. Fall harvesting can get done, and look forward. We have the nice, the vegetable pantry is at its best probably because we're finishing up the summer vegetables, and then some of the fall vegetables will come in as the weather gets cooler, and we have the best of both. So Labor Day coming up. It's the last official, I guess, grilling holiday, if you will, grilling season. Doesn't mean you can't still enjoy a weekend time or a Saturday or a Sunday, but pretty much now, for a lot of people, this is what ends the, at least the parties. Still can enjoy the family. So what do we do? So we've had, you know, early on, I mean, we've barbecued, we've done seafood, all these nice techniques, you know, I'm sure good feasts all summer long, hopefully. And then we've, you know, had the burgers and the dogs, things like that. Of course, on the horizon now, Oktoberfest coming up, and actually it starts, I think, officially September 17th. We'll start the German food at Jake's right around then, that weekend. We always get the beers, of course, are ready. And Oktoberfest is pretty much beer and sausages, although we try to offer some other German food. So that's what to look forward to. So what do we do Labor Day? We want it, it's probably going to be an afternoon meal. I don't think anybody will be up that late. If you're off from work, of course, enjoy the day, but back to the reality check the next day. So maybe something simple. I know the state fairs are, and county fairs kind of winding down. The New York State Fair, of course, I'm from central New York. That's in full swing right now, right through the Sunday. The 100 County Fair just ended yesterday evening. Looks like it was a good run for them also. Good, nice weather. And so we think of sometimes the state fair food or county fair food, and you see on the, oh, if you've been to them, of course, all the different vendors there, and if you watch some of the shows on it, the always trying to beat out the next guy with the fantastic fried food or some fried concoction. And truthfully, it's really, I know for us, even in a restaurant, for a snack or a first course or a nibble, fried food is what we offer a fair amount of it. And fried food done properly is not greasy. It shouldn't be greasy. It's right temperature. We use straight canola oil, nothing too heavy. Neutral flavor, so it doesn't really change the food that much. But it's food that can be prepared quickly. You've got the crisp texture. You've got temperature. Usually a lot of times a cool dipping sauce, if you will. Lends itself to spicy things. Small bites of very, very highly seasoned food could be nice. Of course, I mean, as a meal once in a while. I know I was up at up north a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, you're up near Boston or anywhere up there, you've got to get the... you've got to get some fried belly clams and some, you know, a seafood combination or something along that line, along with the lobster roll and the stuffies and the chowder. I know when I go to an area, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? And I think with our, I don't know what you could call it, local favorites, regional cuisine, even every area has its, you know, maybe it's based around a certain product that's produced in the area or is, was historically done, or just people's habits. Could be the people that settled there years, you know, way early on. You find little, sometimes foods would come from the traditions of the people that came and stayed. I was up, what was it, last time up north, I had something, for example, called Utica Greens, which I guess I had heard of. It's not an unfamiliar thing. Used to make in Italian restaurants and cooking classes, you know, beans and greens, basically based on escarole with some hot pepper and garlic. Very good. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, something that just kind of happens. Maybe somebody started it off in a restaurant, or it was a fair or a festival. Many things came out of state fairs. You think of the hot dog, the ice cream cone, all these things that we think of as American icons were introduced at World's Fair. If you go back in your food history and find out, many neat things were introduced. People, I guess, figured would have the audience and good chance to try out the idea. So what we think we want to do Labor Day, kind of a, you know, kind of a relaxing day, maybe try not to work too hard, although we celebrate labor that day, workers. But maybe our party could be something a little simpler. I know the other night, my owner, Steve, you know, said, I got to cook dinner. We got some people coming over. So we made some what I call speedy skewers, kebabs, many words for it, food on a stick, and then put on the grill. Very easy way. We'll go about that in this session at the table, setting up our Labor Day picnic, grill out, grilling out, cooking out, whatever you want to call it. So, and the neat thing about these is you can do a little bit of preparation ahead. You can marinate or not. We like to marinate the product. Quick to cook. It's not that temperature sensitive once the skewers are done. Of course, you can eat them piping hot, but if they come to room temperature, it's not the end of the world. And that becomes, of course, your protein, and then you build a meal around it. With the Speedies, of course, traditionally served southern tier of New York State, the Binghamton area, you see them all the time. Of course, at the New York State Fair, of course, we would see these things, Speedies, sausage and peppers, you know, the salt potatoes, all the favorite things. Even I count, you know, buffalo wings in that from Buffalo. It's a little bit west, but certainly hit central New York before it hit the rest of the country. So all these things we remember as, you know, I guess you call it a little regional cuisine. So the thing with the Speedies, nice, you can, all you need to do is figure out your base, and you could do many different things, of course. Summertime, you may want a salad, you may want a hot dish, you may want to do a couple of things to kind of showcase the proteins. I know the way a lot of people are eating now, at least we find in our restaurant, a nice large size salad. Our salads are all substantial, and add a protein and you've got a meal. You know, if you have some bread on the side, there's your carbs, your little bit of starch if you like, but most people, and some people, well, most people would take a salad. Even we have a vegetable bowl, a steamed quinoa and brown rice pilaf, and it's a complete protein dish the way it's served, but many people choose to top it with some grilled chicken or shrimp. Some people would maybe do a goat cheese fritter if you want to keep it vegetarian, but salad with the protein, great way to eat. Easy in a restaurant. You're dealing with one plate, and it's good for you. As long as you don't overdress the salad or do too many dips, I guess, mayonnaise-based dips on the side. If you're having vinaigrettes, of course, it's all nice, healthy oil. So with the Speedies, originally probably done with lamb and then beef. Lamb would be my favorite. Lamb, charred lamb on the grill, and it holds up to the marinade. In the stores up in that area, of course, you can buy the Speedy marinade, but very easy to make, or use your favorite Italian dressing. If you don't like garlic, of course, you probably have to make your own. But a nice vinaigrette, and we did olive oil, and we used some red wine vinegar, although if you're using seafood, you may want to do white wine vinegar or maybe even a little lemon juice. And with the garlic in there, parsley, oregano, mint would be traditional, but of course any herbs you like could go in there. Say if I was doing swordfish, for example, I might even do the vinaigrette or the marinade with maybe the little Dijon mustard, maybe a little tarragon, reinforce that with a tarragon mayonnaise or an herb mayonnaise to be, that kind of remind you of a béarnaise sauce without the temperature concerns. Any cubes of meat or poultry work on these Speedies. And the marinade does not have to be so much to tenderize. What we do is try to use fairly tender cuts, and the marinade is for flavor. So if you're using beef, I would use, you know, a fairly decent, I wouldn't use a piece of chuck or, you know, a piece of eye round, chuck being, you know, a little, takes longer cooking. the round would be a little bit too dry. So good sirloin. It doesn't have to be center strip or fillet. We did some tenderloin tips. Lamb, of course, is tender enough to come from the leg. Pork, really like the pork tenderloin. Lends itself well to that. Very tender, no fat in it, good, healthy cut of meat. A little bit of preparation, taking off the silver skin, but it certainly cuts nicely into some cubes and would lend itself well to a speedy. Chicken thigh, the dark meat, even better. Chicken breast is okay, but it can dry out a little bit. That's where you might want to do a little bit of, you know, an oil-based marinade and even baste the chicken when you're doing it. Although, breast meat chicken could be done in a yogurt, kind of like the tikka, chicken tikka. Indian dish, the grilled chicken. That's chicken either on the bone or off the bone, depending on where you're from. But a nice yogurt, lemon, garlic marinade. The yogurt will tenderize and then also provides a little char on the outside when you're grilling. Shrimp always lends it well. We did beef, we did chicken, and we did shrimp. So different skewers, you could satisfy people's needs or desires. That's where your variety. I wouldn't thread steak and shrimp on the same skewer. I like to make separate ones. That way, if somebody has allergies, you don't have to worry about any issues there. As I say, swordfish or even a mako shark would lend itself well to these skewers. So you've got the skewers and the marinades. What are we going to do with those? Well, we've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll start to put together our Labor Day happening, Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambie's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you, shining.
so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's table at 100inchchamberradio.com. So let's start with the start, right? So these speedies traditionally are served with sliced French bread. And the idea is, of course, you have the cubes of meat on the skewer, or chicken, your preference. And you take a thin slice of French bread and you grab the piece of meat with the bread, pull it off the skewer, and eat it. No sauce required. If your marinade's tasty enough, you don't really need to dip it in anything. If you like something on the side, of course, go for it. If you have a favorite barbecue sauce, or just maybe, I mean, let's face it, if I had a good garlicky lamb, of course, staying with the kind of the Greek idea there would be, we serve lamb pops a little bit of tzatziki. It's a yogurt, mint, and garlic. Nice and cool and refreshing. Beef with, again, if it was, say, spicy, so you made a little Cajun horseradish cream, something like that. You know, the sour cream dips yogurt aren't too bad, but you could try to not necessarily have, mayonnaise if you like it. It is mayonnaise season, right? The end of mayonnaise season, so we might have something on there. But really, no sauce. Just enjoy the flavor, the charred product with the herbs and spices and the marinade, again, that we've used for flavor. The other option would be if you make skewers with like 3 or 4 cubes on there, you could always slide that right into a hot dog roll or a small French roll, if you like, and make a little sandwich out of it. So that's another way to do it. Then, of course, the option is we have the skewers, and then we have our what we call the base, which we'll go into. What are we going to do, whether it's a salad or a side dish or some kind of thing to enjoy with the skewers. Now, as a snack, and I kind of like to do that if gathering with people, family, friends, usually we like something a little bit to nibble on while the cooking is being done. People are gathering and having a beverage, whether, you know, beer, wine, or iced tea, lemonade, an iced juice, water, anything, but a little pre-dinner conversation. I always like to have something on the table. And it could be something like we've done all summer. Our favorite is, of course, grilled vegetables. Always nice to nibble on. Although those could actually be, a form of grilled vegetable could be a base for the skewers. Deviled eggs comes to mind. One of those things that a little bit of work ahead of time always seem to go well. And seem to be a little resurgence of these in some restaurants, especially upscale casual, I guess they'd call it, or bistros, gastropubs. People are doing versions of deviled eggs. Barbecue places always do them. But you could do variations on deviled eggs. Whether you'd make your deviled yolk mix and top it with things. I've seen baby shrimp. I've seen smoked salmon. Maybe a little piece of bacon. Or mix a product, say some deviled ham or something, right into the yolk mix and stuff the egg. But stuffed eggs, good for you. And, again, can be made ahead. Now, what we like to do, my wife always, she puts a little soft butter into the mix and not just mayonnaise. And, of course, that makes it nice and rich. Probably a little bit more French tendency there. Soft, unsalted butter would be better. Then you can season the way you like. And, of course, a good zip of mustard in there. Cayenne, if you like them, a little spicier. But what happens is when you have your eggs stuffed, you try to, we like to, you can use a pastry bag with a star tip for something really nice looking, or just a freezer bag with a hole cut on the end, just pipe it in there, a little swirl. But what happens when you chill it down, of course, that topping firms up a little bit because of the butter in there. So if something happens, it knocks around. It's, you know, they don't get messed up if you made them look real nice. So, and it is good. It's good flavor, good texture. So, little secret there. Another thing that would probably work if you want to stick with vegetable, and again, you know, with this menu here, we're not really doing a whole lot of cheesy, creamy things. Stuffed celery or Belgian endive that I know it sounds kind of like a cliche, always available. And you can, again, vary the stuffings. The classic, you know, I know my brothers and sisters used to like peanut butter. I've seen people do stuffed celery with peanut butter and little bacon bits on it even, but usually it's a cream cheese base. And you could make it actually, if you still like that buffalo chicken flavor. We do a buffalo chicken dip at the restaurant that's gluten-free. It's on there for that reason, so there's no flour. We serve with some corn chips and celery. But something along that line, a blue cheese, we use gorgonzola, blend some blue cheese and cream cheese together and put the old hot sauce in there, your buffalo hot sauce. And it's what, you know, the celery was always an accompaniment to the chicken wings, but that combination, what people really like is that hot sauce, the gorgonzola, well, our gorgonzola dressing combination. So you could get that flavor profile, but with a simple hors d'oeuvre. Pimento cheese is another little regional American product. I like it. I like making my own. I remember seeing it in jars when I was a kid. But making your own from nice shredded cheese, cheddar, with the chopped roasted peppers in there, seasoned up. Again, a little touch of mayonnaise. You don't want it too much like a spread. I like it to be pretty chunky. That would be good in there. Another nice combination, if you like, is mix gorgonzola and goat cheese together, half and half, you know, equal weights of each, and a little touch of heavy cream just to make it spreadable or pipeable. But you mash these together, make it fairly smooth. Would be great in your celery or endive. I know I've actually used that combination stuffed into on wedges of Asian pear for a dessert course or a fruit course during a wine dinner. But you could certainly do this with the gorgonzola goat cheese, maybe a toasted walnut. So the stuffed celery, deviled eggs, something, little pickup things that you can make well ahead. Just a couple of nibbles before the main event. They said grilled vegetables always work. If you're chips and salsa people, all well and good, not so bad. I personally love having a guacamole out there. Try to stay away from just, a onion dip and things like that. I mean, they're okay, but we got football season coming. I've got plenty of time for that. But certainly a guacamole salsa platter would be in order also. Something that, again, just take the edge off. So with our Speedies now, of course we have them marinated. Now you can do it one of two ways. You can either marinate the product, and I like to use freezer bags. You don't need as much marinade. You can squeeze the air out. It really speeds up the absorption process of the flavor. So whether it's your, let's say it's pork tenderloin and chicken thigh, two that are very available, economical cuts, guaranteed to have good flavor. Beef would be another option. If you like the shrimp is always good, but I think swordfish would be better if you could find it. A nice, firm, meaty fish. So we want the pieces large enough, probably about 1 ounce or so. I use bamboo skewers. Metal skewers are fine. What happens, though, is as the metal heats up, kind of cooks the inside of the product, then it kind of spins around and slides off. Flat metal skewers would be better. The other way I like to do it also, even with the bamboo skewers, is put two skewers side by side through the product. That way, you don't get any spinning. You can turn your whole skewer. Cook the product evenly. If you try it out sometime, because I say sometimes, you know, I've done mixed skewers also where you do the shrimp and vegetables or meat and vegetables, and something always ends up not turning properly. So the double skewer, definitely the way to go if you want to be sure. Soaking them first, of course, is a good idea so they don't burn up. Otherwise, you still will need tongs. Now, I use the shorter ones. If you use longer skewers, of course, if you don't soak them, then you burn the ends. You can't pick them up anyway. I know in restaurants, what we've done before, even is we'll grill them on skewers and, of course, thread them back onto clean skewers. That would be kind of a little fancier presentation. But the bamboo works fine. If you want to marinate everything, you could do that also. Make your skewers, put everything in the marinade, then, of course, the wooden skewers would be soaked enough so they wouldn't burn. But again, the marinade, I use olive oil and some kind of acid and even some wine. So if you're using red wine vinegar, you might even splash a little red wine in there. If you're using white wine vinegar, put a little white wine in there. Or if you don't want vinegar, especially with maybe with, you know, white meat, chicken or shrimp or swordfish, a little bit of lemon juice and white wine and the olive oil would be fine. That'll give you that flavor that you want. You're not really looking to tenderize that much. You're just trying to keep it moist and tasty. I would say 2 hours minimum, maybe up to 6 hours, 8 hours. You don't really have to do it overnight, although you could, but you're going to have a stronger marinade flavor in there. Maybe with the leg of lamb, a stronger flavored meat, the overnight would be okay, but you don't need to do this any 12 or 24 hour thing. A few hours in the afternoon is fine. So you have your product marinated, and then on your skewers, we've got our bread or rolls, and we've got to start figuring out what we're going to serve with this. So we've got a little snack ahead of time, so we're up against news and weather. When we come back, we'll proceed with our feast, Sheffield's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the nation's busiest airports shuts down for a while overnight because of a scare involving reports of a man with a gun. With more on the incident at Los Angeles International Airport, here's Jason Capodonia.
They say loud noises may have caused some people to think they heard gunshots. The panic led to some delayed flights and some evacuations, but everything is okay now. Police say no shots were fired, but a man dressed as Zorro with a plastic sword was detained by airport police.
To politics.
We're going
to
secure the border. We're going to build a wall, have a physical barrier. We're going to enforce the laws of this country, end sanctuary cities.
Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence there talking about the number one on the ticket's immigration policy. Donald Trump tweeting overnight he will be delivering a speech in which he'll give greater detail on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
Local weather here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Let's see. Today, mostly sunny, high near 90. It's around 70 out there now. Nice and pleasant. Humidity's gone. Clear on the overnight, low around 60. High in the 80s Tuesday. partly cloudy Tuesday night. Lows back in the 60s. Wednesday, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, highs in the upper 80s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday evening. Otherwise, cloudy and low in the 60s. And it looks like it's clear the rest of the week. Right through Sunday. That's as far as we go here. And I'm assuming, unless something drastic happens, that Monday will be the same way. So, everybody, enjoy your last week of summer. Back at the table here, figuring what to do with our Speedy. So we have our skewer set up. And there's a good fire after that. So the Utica greens I was talking about, for those of you that may not be familiar with it, again, braised escarole, something we always did in the Italian restaurants anyway, but never thought of serving it. Actually, restaurants serve it as a plate, but when I had it, I just had some garlic and roasted pepper shrimp. Obviously, I had a lot of garlic, but that combination went well. So the plate of greens could become a base for something else. And especially, you know, you can have some bread, you could add potatoes. There's many variations of this. You could add meat to it. Of course, standard would be, I used some pancetta, the unsmoked Italian bacon. You could certainly use a soppressata salami. Prosciutto would be fine. That's not smoked. If you want to take it into the realm of smokiness, then you could use regular bacon. So what I did is the escarole, good hearty lettuce. Usually we think of this as one of the greens that holds up well in the wintertime. I've made kind of a eggless Caesar with this before, just making an anchovy dressing. So it kind of makes sense. The flavors, they're not as bitter as the broccoli rabe. A little, you know, more texture than spinach. So what I do is take, and I use some of the white stalk also, but you cut off the base, make sure you wash it well. When you're washing greens, and we always do is put the greens in water, and with your hands kind of spread loosely, you pull the greens out of the water. Don't dump the greens into a colander and pour the water over them, because whatever sand has come out settles to the bottom of your pot, and you're just defeating the purpose by pouring the water back over them. So always lift the greens out of the water, shake them a little bit, then no need to dry them. I get them into another container because I like to blanch these. So we need boiling water, a little bit of salt. The bitter greens will take up some salt. It doesn't have to be as salty as pasta water, but I always want to start flavoring them early. So the greens go in the boiling water and cook them for a couple of minutes. It's not just like spinach, we just blanch. We just get in there, get it, you know, not even back to a boil, because we're going to cook it further. These greens, you'll check the thicker part of the white. You want them, you know, to start breaking down, just like if you were kale, probably takes the longest. But these greens, broccoli rabe, anything like that, when you're blanching them, you do want to cook them for a few minutes. Once they're that kind of firm, crisp texture, because, again, we are going to braise these again, we strain them and chill them right away. Either run some cold water over them or put them in a pot of cold water. It doesn't have to be ice water. You just want to stop the cooking process. So we have the greens. Now what I do is chop these. Squeeze them out dry, chop them. And now you can. And this is something you can do well ahead. Day before, 2 days before, whatever you like. Pancetta, if you're using it, of course, cut that into fairly thin sliced, and then I would say you know, quarter to half inch pieces because it will shrink. When we're cooking pancetta or bacon, I always start with a cold pan. And unfortunately, even though there is a little bit of fat, you have to start with a little bit of oil. You could use olive oil or canola. And actually, the fat that renders out from this, you could save it for cooking. It's that little bit of liquid gold there. So it starts going, and it's going to start giving up its water. And you stir it occasionally. You don't want it to brown too quickly. You're trying to render the fat out of it. And all of a sudden, towards the end, you'll see it. It's cooked, and it's cooked. And you can't walk away from it then. You want to stir it because it will go from cooked to crisp to burned in a very short time. Once the pancetta gets to that, just about to that crispy stage, we take it out of the oil. You can drain it on a paper towel if you like. And set the oil aside for later use. So when we're ready, now there's a couple of ways we could do this. I guess traditionally the greens are baked a little bit. You could do that or not. We have your escarole. Use olive oil and garlic, could chop or even slivered if you like the larger pieces. If you don't want chunks in there, I would smash the clove and use it while you're sautéing the product and the quick braise, and then you could yank the piece of garlic out if you didn't want any chunks in there. Just get your good flavor. So we have the olive oil, the garlic. Just get that heated a little bit. You don't want the garlic to brown. You don't want it to get bitter. And we add a little bit of crushed red pepper, and we can add the escarole in there. Now, what I like to do is splash a little chicken broth in there. That gives you your salt. You've got your hot pepper. And the other pepper that I used, actually, I diced up some fine-chopped pepperoncinis and pickled jalapenos. You could use, certainly, hot cherry pepper, anything like, but you want that pickled, that little tang of vinegar in there, I think, that works well versus using a fresh hot pepper. So you've got the crushed red peppers giving you your undertone that that heat's going to permeate. Then you've got these little bits of pickled pepper there. So the escarole, you're going to cook it a little bit. The liquid's going to evaporate. Escarole should get tender. You want to still, I mean, if it turns a little bit olive drab, that's fine. But mine, one I made yesterday, came out nice and bright green. So you have your escarole done, your garlic, you add your pancetta, and then we could put it in a casserole then, and then Romano cheese, the good Pecorino Romano, that's another Central New York thing versus the Parmesan. The Locatelli is really the one we like up there. Sprinkle some of that and some Italian herb breadcrumbs, which you can make yourself out of regular breadcrumbs. Add some onion and garlic powder and some Italian herbs. Mix it together. So that goes on top, then briefly in the oven. But the other thing you could do if you didn't want to bake it is to take those Italian breadcrumbs and sauté them a little bit in olive oil. So this would kind of crisp them up a little bit, or brown them, actually, like an oven would. Let them cool off, and then you could mix that with your Romano cheese and just simply sprinkle that on afterwards if you didn't want to bake it. So that's the way. Now, take these Utica greens, take these same ingredients, and make it into a salad is the other thing I thought of. So you have your escarole that's cleaned and chopped or torn, whichever you prefer. You'll simply make a nice dressing. You'll make a garlic vinaigrette. And I wouldn't use, probably lemon juice might even be better. But also in your dressings, and I've done this before, is use a little bit of the chicken broth. It kind of spreads it out a little bit. It's going to add some salt. Gives you a little bit, without being too acidic and too vinegary, it gives a little bit of balance to it. So, and we've done this in recipes before, where you'll take the broth or even pan drippings and add them to a vinaigrette. It gives a little bit of flavor. But certainly you could have the pancetta there. You could have the hot pepper, the cheese. And again, think of it like kind of like a version of a Caesar salad, but toss this with your nice olive oil, lemon, pancetta, garlic, sprinkle the hot peppers and cheese over there, and so you've got this kind of raw version of the Utica greens. A Greek salad would also be nice, being the end of the summer bounty here, which shouldn't be a whole lot of lettuce. We like to use romaine. Certainly you could use iceberg, good crispy lettuce. But definitely large chunks, peppers, red, green, cucumbers, tomatoes, onion, if you're going to find a nice sweet onion to, you know, large dice up in there. Sometimes this could be more like a chopped salad. But you want it, again, to be not that much lettuce. It should be more of the vegetables. Then, of course, your Kalamata olives, a little crumbled feta, if you like, and a simple red wine vinaigrette. Again, red. If white's more your thing, you could do it. But red wine, vinegar, olive oil, that little bit of garlic, you know, oregano, mint, parsley, similar to maybe what you you dress the Speedies with, and reinforce it with the salad. Another nice base would be a pasta caprese, which we've talked about before, the chopped room temperature tomatoes with your basil and salt and pepper. And again, if you like the garlic, but you don't have to, you don't really need to. Just like your very, very ripe tomatoes, olive oil, and seasonings, let it sit. You have your hot pasta, and you combine it with the room temperature sauce and a little bit of shredded fresh mozzarella. You've got something now that's room temperature. That could be another nice base for your skewers. A piperade would be nice. Again, if you have a lot of nice ripe tomatoes, we do this with sausages often, is saute the bell peppers and onions in olive oil. Again, I'd put in a little pinch of crushed red pepper in there. We'll add some Italian herbs, your basil, parsley, oregano, a little white wine. Give it that. Let the herbs come out. I always like to saute the herbs. It releases the flavor a little bit better. And then add your tomato fillets. And it should be, you know, a fair amount of, it should be a little bit soupy. It can cook down a little bit, but you really want to keep the peppers a little bit firm. And you don't want the tomatoes to turn into a sauce. And that would be another nice base for these skewers. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and we'll finish up, see what we might do on the grill for dessert, for or just some nice fresh fruit. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inchamberradio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time. Back at the table here. Oh, another one last thought for a base. Again, if you haven't done grilled vegetables for your main course, eggplants, the long, slender ones, Japanese, that are really Chinese eggplants, cut in half, always do well in the grill. Peppers, whatever colors you can find, roast the peppers up and peel them after you've let them rest in a brown paper bag. Some ripe tomatoes, cilantro, olive oil, lemon, parsley, a nice dressing. You could actually put a little garlic and cumin in there if you like. Take it, a little bit Moroccan style, I guess, would be the flavor profile. But this would also be a nice base for your speedies. Now, for dessert, of course, the berries are maybe still around. Peaches are good. Melons are probably what you would think of, and a nice melon basket would be nice, something simple. Take your watermelon, either a small seedless one or a half a melon, and scoop it out. And you could use the melon baller, of course, to make the little spheres. I've used a tablespoon measuring spoon before to do it, and kind of curl around, or you can cut it into the chunks if you like, but definitely find melons when you're picking melons out at the store. Of course, if they smell like a melon, they're going to be ripe, but if they don't smell like a melon, then they're not going to ripen further. So, but you'll know if you come near some ripe melons, because the aroma will be everywhere. I know, even in the wintertime, if I find a nice melon for a dinner, you put it in the refrigerator, even in a plastic bag, the whole fridge smells like the melon, just like, with good ripe strawberries. So, a melon basket, and to give it a little sparkle, I know with fruit salads, an old trick was to use, at the last minute, a little bit of lemon-lime soda, whatever, Sprite 7-Up, whatever brand you like. But splash a little of that on there. It gives a little spritz, a little of the lemon, a little bit of sugar, if the fruit, is not quite ripe or quite sweet enough for your taste, but that always puts a little sparkle to it. The other thing I found actually in Steve Raiklin, great, great guy with the barbecue dessert idea, and in line with the kebabs, he did dessert kebabs. So it's with fruit and with actually cubes of pound cake, if you can believe it. And you need to buy the pre-made pound cake. You want something good and dense. You want it because we have to cut it into cubes and it's got to hold up. But here you could use some of your stone for the plum. Bananas would be good. Toss the chunks with a little lemon juice so they don't get too brown. Pineapple chunks. And cubes of pound cake. And what you do is make a little cinnamon sugar. Half cup of sugar, teaspoon of cinnamon. Little cardamom ground in there if you like. Great aromatic spice. Have some mint on hand if you want. You could thread even mint leaves onto the skewers. But what you do is you have your chunks of fruit and pound cake on your bamboo skewers. You make a glaze. Maple syrup, dark rum, unsalted butter, and heavy cream.
equal power, you know, like, all right, if you're doing 3 tablespoons, do 3 tablespoons of each, and then 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. So you heat that, that becomes your glaze. So when you're ready to grill your fruit, of course, fire doesn't have to be that high. And also what grilling fruit does, if it's a little bit less than ripe, it's going to drive out some of the water, concentrate the sugars. So you have your cinnamon sugar. What you do is when you put your fruit on, of course, make sure your grill is clean, wipe it down, spray it with a little oil or rub it with oil, and you put the fruit on there. You have your glaze that you brush the fruit with and sprinkle it with this cinnamon sugar or cinnamon cardamom sugar and turn it a couple times. You don't have to cook it that much. You're just trying to warm it up a little bit, and again, it gives it that that nice sugary glaze on the coating, and you have little fruit kebabs. And actually, he suggests, if you want to keep even further with the theme, is serve that serve those over some rice pudding. So it'd be like meat kebabs sometimes come over rice, and you get the idea. So, but anyway, food on a stick, just like at the state fair. Have some nice and feature your family favorites or some of your regional recipes. And guarantee any kind of flavors you could put on a stick, cook it up quickly, and then have your base, whether it's a salad or a large side dish or even a rice dish. You know, that would be another option if you want to do more cooking. Of course, we always like the paella rice as a base for skewers or even barbecue. But no, let's not complicate things. I think a nice either the greens or the a nice salad would be fine. If you feel the need, the pasta always works, but try to keep it light. So we're going to be next Monday, Labor Day. We'll be off next Monday, so station will be on rewind. We'll get back into well, we got football, American football starting up September 11th. So we start to do the, the college games, the tailgating. We've got Oktoberfest. Lots going on in the fall. So summer's over, but still many good food events to come. Don't forget at Jake's Sunday Buckashuck, dollar oysters, $5 craft beers every Sunday. Of course, it'll be even more intense once the game start. People stopping by. We'll maybe do some other food specials. Anybody can give away cheap beer, but we like to do some nice food things also to get people in. And we should be at the Flemington Filling Station maybe once or twice during September. So look for us there. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com.
www.patricia-gearhart.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the nation's busiest airports shuts down for a while.